as I said so many times, the expression Pino is something new in Lucas Avilis. In Lucas Avilis, the word Pino does not exist. We have Avilis, different Avilis, Hester, but not Pino. Pino is a specific Pino Avilis, which is characteristic of Pino. And the source is our Aspera today, Kirenolam Kinenis Vetoveno, invite, summon the Mekinenis in Delta. What is Kino basically? What is Kino in contradistinction from Hesped? I mean, Hesped. How does Kino, how is the Kino? What is the uniqueness of Kino? Is basically apparently that Kino expresses itself in the fact that my emotional reaction is very important. Simply, Kino in the sense of crying, because when the letter, the famous letter, was sent by Tushaya Anovi, by the Bnei Agila, whether they have to observe Tishabov, famous letter, to observe Tishabov after the Bayesheni was in the process of being reconstructed. So the question was, I have a care, the Chile Shechamish, possibly inside. Shall I cry? Shall I weep? The Chile Shechamish. Not apparently the Chile and Chile Shechamish is identical with Avilis. You should have said, I have happened on the Chedesh HaChamishi. Why, I have a kid on the Chedesh HaChamishi? I mean, Avilis Chadosh HaLech Mal Mitzvah. We are Misaber. We don't say, Chai, what a Mishki is on this. We are the Gemara of Shrei Shom Tchi, right here. But the Kim Avilis, the Kim Shedelev, and there is no mitzvah to express it. To express it in terms of emotional reaction to the disaster, to the mitzvah. So I look at Pim Avili Shebelev, and Avili Shebelev. Pim Shebelev, of course, when it's got to be said, depressed, Avili Shebelev, and it is kind of depression, and sadness, and melancholy. During the 7 days, he's supposed to be expressed in maise, in certain activities which are certain activities in which one either certain activities in which one must engage or vice versa, in which one has to abstain. Like a chitze, siche, nirus asambu, a pitus aresh, and so forth and so on. It's basically it's a village of the land, which is translated into a village of the maise. This is a village of Chadosh. But there is, of course, you ask me questions from his scholar, called Abriha Lodom Kosher, Nakhonish Boruch, who counts the drafts, that actually is HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the tears and put them away in the Beis Gnozov in his treasure. Of course, I mean, if a man is really depressed, the man is actually sad, and if he feels that he lost something great, something dear, which no one will replace, he's a heavy tendency of us reacting emotionally to that kind of awareness of mood and to cry. But a team of mitzvah is not crying in a restaurant. There is Chadosh Rahman Islam, the team of mitzvah is a village of the land. I mean, just translated into a village of the mice. Shiva has its own halachas, situation, it's so now it's a smaller mass than Jews. This is why you don't say Kino. Yerushalayim, in this regard, is a village Yishonah, a superior a village Chadosha, but a village Yishonah is a everyday Bachelish Chadosha. To be emotionally upset, not to be able to control my emotions, breaking out into tears, and so forth. It is a part of the race. That's why in Tanakh in Schaie, the word a sabel is not mentioned. A sabel bechedesh, a evike bechedesh chadesh. A evike bechedesh, boche tifke bechedesh ha-shvi. It's Schaie. Because this is a person from Tiran Olam came with it again. We see some of the names, but don't listen. This is the key. And it's strange. Why, with regard to Avilus Chadosho, it is Rachmanus simple to react emotionally. Everybody reacts emotionally. If somebody, a member of the family, was taken away, so everybody, every member of the family reacts actually emotionally, is crying and so forth. It's easy. And Billis Yishono is as far as the interpretation point. And Billis Yishono is much more difficult for a village which, after an event which happened 1904 years ago. This is the date today. 1904 years ago. To react emotionally, to cry, and to be upset, is already difficult. You have to understand it very well, be very sensitive. But exactly this is the mitzvah. In Avinus Nishama, to act chukri, to respond chukri, in Avinus Chadosho, to Avinus Shedolev, Avinus Shedolev, and pull us Avinus, certain activities which are responsible. And this goes back, of course, to Yom Yom, to Kremi Nishma Mitzirin, Erech Shudadu. This is number one, the difference between Kines, in a village Yishono, and or Pri in a village Yishono, and a village Chadosho. In a village Chadosho, where the mitzvah is the way of discipline, the way, but I've got to maintain, personally, I've got to control myself. And that is why you say, Kol HaMisavo HaMeisi Yisamadai. The Gemara says, "Kol Misabel Amesi Yisalei." Whenever in a village Chadosho overdoes not against me emotionally, he reacts too strongly. It becomes hysterical. What it means is only sacher over like a sweet. It is a sin. It's a transgression. Misacher over that. But the Gemara has never said, "Kol Misabel HaYerushalayim Yisalei." Never. On the contrary, for a Misavo is Yerushalayim, Zeche Vereye Besimchosa. There is not enough Yerushalayim. And let me tell you here something important. People that don't pay attention to it. At the end of Kines, the Kines are long, and the Kines from they are the Kines from Kavir, they are the Kines of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Pertaining not to Chum Besamik, Kavir is Chum Besamik, nothing else. Then there are Kines written by the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Kines already deal with the massacres and pogroms and the Shchites which took place during the 1900s, of all the Kiddush Hashem, like the Kazi Alvonim, and the Masalisi Atzlav. And then we have, this is the second part of it. only has a small part of Knesset, where he is concerned with the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, of Zion, before it was destroyed. Because they always say, Zocho Yerushalayim Yemeyon Yemurudo, Kiyo Machmadeva Asheroyim Amitele. Yerushalayim remembers the beauty of olden time, before Yerushalayim was destroyed. Please to understand and to appreciate the loss, and particularly, and to have the proper experience of whom one must know what must remember or know exactly how beautiful Yerushalayim was before. This is it here. Alright, so we have Kinev. We have Kinev, three parts of Kinev. And each part is elaborated beautifully. And there is enough to say, and there is enough to summon the people to cry and to... But there is at the end, and that's it. After we get up from the Kinev, the end is Elitzir Royal. Who wrote Elitzir Royal? Some say Rabbi Yudalev. What? But anyway, Elitzir Royal. And in the Elitzir and Loreo, we see standing, and with Elitzir on the Loreo, we close the Kinev. This is the last Kinev, Elitzir Royal. You know that. No other. Elitzir and Loreo, apparently, is a very significant, important Kinev. But the tune is also as old as the Kinev. The tune of Elitzir and Loreo, we borrow on Shabbos Chazon, and with this tune we welcome Shabbos Amoko. We all know that. Moreover, Musaf Yontef. Musaf Yontef is actually Tfilas Musaf Yontef is the Tfilas of Simchas Oregel. I think it's Tfilas Musaf, it's the Simchas Oregel. So now we know and we start with the power of the Lord. This is the highest. It's a great vision we will behold. Is maybe something about him or him with us from the Hainan. He sang with the tune of Felicity and Lord. This I point out on this thing. Felicity and Lord. Very short, it's what is the content of the Tzimri Oreo? What is the content of the Tzimri Oreo? What is the number of the Tzimri Oreo? This is the general faith. Are we Amen Ashamita? Shall we give me from the Amen before? Are we Shimcha Ashachulal? So we have said it already many times during the recital of Kines. I mean, we recited certain Kines, which are almost identical with the Elitzir. What does it mean like that? What is Emmy mean, Elitzir? And what is that? To ask? What? No. Anything that means more, really more. Do we say it? We say it's kinesthetical. We say it just more. Ha'adi atchup shamayim. I saw up to the... And at Chuk Shemayim, I'll soar up to the bolt of heaven. Ahaloi iti Shemayim, you have the same verb. Ahaloi iti Shemayim. alle yiddishe meide. Er lege die hemmens lang, lang. Wenn griefen, wenn kreien wiedri. Alle yiddishe meide. Er wint le de shumayin. Al lege die shumayin participate in the morning for Yerushalayim and is alle, 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 alle flamed hay. Is a minus to more. Is a litzi on the oreo, is mean a litzi on the oreo? Continue to more. At the end of square of kines, when we are ready to depart, and close kines, we say, no, kines cannot never be finished. I'll end up with some English will be revealed. We already said so many kines, that we have to continue, and we see continue. If you think you see, we say, if a person who actually, I mean, grieves about the loss of Yerushalayim, if a person actually, I mean, mourns the destruction of the Bishamigdash, and the loss is sustained, okay, he thinks that by saying the kines, you already discharged this duty, it's enough, you don't need anymore. But the Torah Mishavola Mes Rachmo Ekron, Yeso Medar is the Messiah, this is forbidden. So the same Allah applies not only to Avinus Kadosha. Avinus Yishon as well, this is a mistake. And Avinus Yishon is the derigma of Torah Mishavola Yishon and Yeso Medar. And I'll read here and continue. None of that fear. So you don't need the exhausted all kines. So try without reciting kines. Make up your own kines. But a litzi egoya. Because can a isha mitzirel, a woman who is in labor pain, you cannot tell a woman who is in labor pain, don't cry. Don't raise your voice. You cannot say, whoever said it to a woman in labor pain is an idiot. Because if one is in pain, such terrific pain as labor pain is, must react by emitting, I mean, sound, by crying and weeping and shouting. Always it cannot. It's a part of of nature. And the saying applies to full Yerushalayim. As long as there is a Mikdash, will not be rebuilt. As long as there is a Mikdash, consist of debris. As long as Yerushalayim will be conquered by owners, will be under control of Avdi Avedizore, we cannot stop crying. Elitzi and to the issue of Israel, to tell us to stop trying over Yerushalayim and to apply the halacha to Amisabu Ameis Yisra Medai, to Amisabu Atzir Yerushalayim Yisra Medai, is idiotical, is stupid. It's like telling a woman who is a labor pain not to cry and not to make noise, but to be quiet. Oh, Chiksuo Chakuba Sa, I'll bow in the or to tell him. A younger woman who just married a boy, and he died the day after the marriage, to tell, stop mourning. Such a person who tells a woman, stop mourning, has no sensitivity, than what he said. Let the young woman, let him go on and cry and mourn over the home. And don't tell her to stop. If you try to tell her, it will be like telling a woman in labor pain, stop crying or stop shouting. Or telling a woman who just spent a few weeks with her husband, and he was taken away from her, she should not shed tears. This is the law in Yerushalayim. The kines over Yerushalayim has no end. No end. that's at the end of Slichet. We do exactly, we say, Elitzim, whatever we said, whatever we, no matter how much we cried over it, now how much we are concerned with it, we expressed our grief and despair, great despair. It's not enough. We did not mourn the way we should. This is a mitzvah of the nation Israel. This is a special, unique aspect of Avodas Hashem. In Avodas Chadosh, it is called Nesavu HaMes Yesh HaMedai, the Rambam said. Called Nesavu HaMes Yesh HaMedai. Why, you know, the Tipesh, if they should be Saber, in the Bri, is not Milagre Shalom, on the contrary. It's against Milagre Shalom. Milagre Shalom, the world is being just. Yeah. The Yerushalayim wouldn't have been destroyed. That's why you don't say, Kol HaMisavu Al HaMes Yesh HaMedai Shal Misavu Al Milagre Shalom. Yerushalayim is contrary to Milagre Shalom. There are basic principles of justice. Lawfulness. I mean, required opposite. It's Yerushalayim be rebuilt and restored. That's why the concept of Yisrael does not apply to Yerushalayim. There's no Yisrael in Yerushalayim. We had it in Shiurim. Interestingly, we had it in Shiurim. The Gemara says, we discussed it with the Shiur. The Gemara says, as Rabbi Yechanan expressed the opinion that the Avil, the Yima, Avil, the Yima Tanis should have been established on the 10th, not on the 9th, because the explanation was born and destroyed on the 10th, not on the 9th. Yeah. And the Yerushalmi quotes that some Amiroyim, a lady or a Yeshua lady, have observed both Tanis. Both of these, the 9th and the 10th. You just say, Yoshim Bishmini Bissuke Leike, Rachmal Pesit. How could they do it? How could they do it? Takonu was for how many Thursdays, how many days of mourning? For long? And Rabbi Shuta Levi, and Rabbi Levi, they observed 2 days of Tishma, they fasted 2 days of Tishma. So shouldn't it be treated like the case of Alyosha Mishmini Bissuka Leike? For instance, when the Gemara says that someone, and not only the one, there are still, I mean, a Shurnoch, because the Yom Kippur, who fast 2 days Yom Kippur, Bagela, because it's taken away, there's no problem about this. Why is there no problem about this? Because I don't observe the 2 days in Kippur as two, but only as one of what I don't know which is which. I don't know which is which. But the Tisha B'Av, as far as Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was concerned, he did not observe as 1 day of Tisha. He observed 2 days of Tisha. 1 day of Tisha B'Av, simply because Asfot Tepurim Yosen, at the Gemara says. Because this. The remoring of the Bavoyim, they enter the Vesamigdor, they enter Tisha B'Av or even the Eid B'Av. And secondly, the second day they observe because the actual Chum, the Svevig Vesamigdor, that sculpture was displayed on the tent. It was tutishable. His goodness is the Ramban. We looked up Ramban. And the Ramban says, Ramban says, Midas Chassidus, how he says it is? Midas Chassidus. Mishum Shikola Nisabu, Al Yerushalayim, Zeche Nerei Besimchos. What does the Ramban answer? There is no Baal Pesiv as far as Tishikom is concerned. Because the Aloche, what it's called on Yisrael, there is no Yis on the Daya in Yerushalayim. If one feels that he did not know on the Yerushalayim, did not know enough of the Yerushalayim, so he may establish for himself an additional day. How about Pesiv? Well, Baal Pesiv, I think it would be Baal Pesiv. And Sukkah, if it's 7 days, not 8 days. But Yerushalayim, the abilities of Yerushalayim, there is no vibration because there is no maximum to Yerushalayim. This is actually the distinct trait of ability shown of Yerushalayim is that there is no vibration and there is no Yesa Medai. The more one tries and the deeper one and the more a person and the more he is concerned with school in Yerushalayim and he's worried and mourned out from Yerushalayim, the greater is the schar, the mitzvah. Zeche v'reyeh b'simchos. The younger it means that going to Ramban, there is a lot of Baal Pesiv where he says applicable to Kol HaTorah Kula. With the exception of one mitzvah, namely, Tisha B'Av. Yeah, there is two more I know now. Avodas Yerushalayim, what else? Avodas Yerushalayim, what else? There, but not about this, what else? And Tfilah. Halavai she is powered and quiet. What is interesting is that the Rabbis just say there is Baal Pesiv on Tfilah. If I daven two Tfilat Chevo, I violate Baal Pesiv. You need Nimtza, the Rabbis says. You need Nimtza to make a maxif shnit milim. She also makes a Baal Pesiv. The Rabbis says it in Tfilat Chevo. In Tfilah, Avinu Shmuel, there is Baal Pesiv. But Avinu Shmuel is not Baal Pesiv. There are Rishonim, I mean, from Alamoya, who say that there is no Baal Pesiv in regard to Tfilah. This is Alokha, Alvai Shis Pala Adon Kol Hayom Kule. The Ramah says like that, Alvai Shis Pala Adon Kol Hayom Kule is when he recites the Tfilah, the Teres Nedova, or the Teres Chemo is Baal Pesiv. But in Yerushalayim there is no difference between Nedova and Chemo. There is no difference. Avilis Yerushalayim is an endless gesture. It is endless. And it says that after all the kines will say, and after all the kines will share, we say a litzim, we couldn't express what we have in our minds, we can't express. There's much more to say, but a human being is limited, frail, cannot do everything which is necessary. So we cut off here, right here. By LHC. And this is LHC and the Oreo is applied, the same tune is applied as LHC and Oreo. It is applied to maybe Shakilatrilo and Chain Migdoshwa and Chain. Also, in our waiting for Melech HaMashiach and for being in Yerushalayim, there is no limit. And in Mamelin Becholeshi, which Barakishi is matched with his Mamea. There is no limit. We will never be satisfied with anything, with any gift God will bestow upon us. Even though it's a vision, we will remain in the place of the universe. We will not be rebuilt with ourselves. And the same is maybe Shalom HaTorah's Balogam, the Simcha Betzorah. It's also being a Migdash. Wherever there is being a Migdash, and we want to express the endlessness, the how lonesomeness for the descending nation, how painful waiting, and when you, and our, I mean, strong faith that the glory will finally materialize is like all those where there is no limit, I mean, to our faith and hope and expectation and tenseness. So you use the tune of energy in your life. And this is here the basic difference between Hadosho and Isha. Hadosho on the contrary. Hadosho is Ramses. Called Mishin in Isabel Alames of Zeh Zori. And on the contrary, whole mission is Sabu Alames Yesamedai. Are you typical? No one could have find it any better than that. And this is the mitzvah on Tishma. To such an extent, that Tishba'av is Tishba'av, as I told you many times, is a unique holiday, halachically a unique holiday. Very unique, very strange. Usually in Aviris Hadosho, we have the division into periods, into stages. Aviris is divided into stages. As Aminas is one stage. There is another stage, Shiva. There is another stage, an additional stage, Shleishim. And a lot of Galime, there's a base finish with regard to certain activities. No, not there. Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av is a Yim Aviri, so Tisha B'Av is supposed to contain, to embrace everything that Aviri is Chadosh. It means Yud Beis Chedesh. It means Shleishim, it means Shiva, and Animus. And actually we do it. Tisha B'Av has all those stages. With regard to Shleishim and Yud Beis Chedesh, correct? Yud Beis Chedesh is this kind of awareness is observed not on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av certainly, but before Tisha B'Av. Because basically the awareness of Shavua Shechali is Tisha B'Av, which expresses itself in two prohibitions, basically. Prohibition of Kibbutz, Godin, Lovish, Godin, Migurotze, and Bishamishke. Is typical of Shleishim. Shleishim is also, there are a few more in Aviris Chadosho. But basically Shleishim is also a Levish as Godin Migurotzin. Godin Migurotzin means garments which have been ironed or new garment. This is forbidden. Bishvur Shleish, Tishim Etecho and Shleishim. And now we have the Beis HaMishkan. This is also forbidden. The Rishkedesh had a time, the 9 days, the moment of Martin the Simcha. He's basically the Aviris of Shmura Shechal and Yisrael Betecho. He reflects, mirrors, the Aviris of Shlesh. The Aviris of Shlesh. Then comes Tisha B'Av. Tisha itself is Shiva. Tisha B'Av itself is Shiva. זו גזירה מדעבירה סבשירה, not everything is here. But the avilis, the type of avilis which is forbidden in Tishabov, is the one which we observe according from the week of Shiva. Why do we come to it? Yet we don't know. The Gemara did not know of Nisim Mitzvah. The Gemara only held the expression. They knew Tzokimishim Nisim Mitzvah. The Gemara held the expression. The Gemara did not say it. The Gemara didn't say it. You should not have it. This is Shiva. This is the list of Shiva minus, I believe, 1, 2, 3. Minus two, three observances. No Kriya Samhita within the Gemara. No Kriya Samhita tell all of the no Kriya Samhita. No Atifa Sarosh. No Atifa Sarosh. Arosh, I mean, with Bnei Chazal, the Rebbe used to simply cover his face, his countenance, got down to the tip of his nose. No, but this observance is not applicable. This requirement is not applicable to Avilis Yishona to Tisha B'Av. True, we have Kriya Samhita and Artifa Soreish, then Chlitza Sakatev. Chlitza Sakatev used to separate the sleeve from the garment. It's a Chlitza Sakatev. Chlitza Sakatev. Chlitz HaKatev is not observed on Tisha B'Av. So how many do you have? Three, yeah? Meloche, and Shir HaShoreh. Then you have the Ritz HaMeloche. With regard to Ovul, is Ritz HaMeloche a plain prohibition that a noble must not do Meloche the way we are enjoined from doing Meloche on Yom Kippur. מחג עשו, והפכתי חגי עול העבר, מחג עשו במלוכה, החול לא עשו במלוכה. What kind of מלוכה? Perhaps it is במלוכה from יונטה, certainly not במלוכה from שבת, במלוכה from יונטה. But it might be it's not במלוכה from יונטה, but במלוכה from חלמי. It's a different story. But there is a consist in a bare Issa Meloche, not in order to achieve something else. That Issa Meloche, for instance, the first 3 days is enjoined from the Loche even the Tzine, and even to be higher in eating for support is also. From the third day on, is Kedechai and Mitzine Mutra. But it is Aisha Meloche. Machagos, Rafoglos, or Aisha Meloche. Tishmo does not Aisha Meloche. Mutra last Meloche and Tishmo. You can build a palace on Tishmo, there's no Aisha. Tishmo is Meloche, is Manak. The Gemara says, Kolko, Aisha Tishmo, Aisha Meloche, Tishmo, you have been raised in Broche. But you see that if there is a Yisra, kind of a Yisra Meloche, it is rooted in something, not in a, like Yom Tov and Shabbos or whatever. It's rooted in the essence of the day. I cannot take Bishas Hayim, there's no Bishas Hayim, but the Chaleis Hayim, the essence of the day. But in a different, the Issa Meloche is in order to achieve concentration on the avilis and Hesach Hadas. And if you do Meloche, there is no Issa, I don't violate the Issa Meloche. It is the Hesach Hadas is affected. It's the Rambam said it. You say, how many do you have? Five. Do the rest? The rest is Tisha B'Av like Avilis Chadoshim. Yeah. There is another possibility. What about Talmud Perek? תראה, תשמע מזוסר, הם בערבי לזוסר. אם איזה דסי ניסה, או סטי דיפנטיסו. וזרגר את זה למחלגת ראשן יזרדה, עם ינקי ביוקו. ותשמע לדלוכי, אבל קירים הוא בדבור עם הורי. אני סטדי היא, אבל אני סטדי איכו. אני מה סנת סטדי, אני דבור עם טדים, דבור עם רואי, אני ספמיסים. לא צבר, קובו, ודהר ראשון עם סיידת עם נובו, is the result of Talmud-Tere extend even to Dvorim Oroi. Because the Gemara derives the Issa Talmud-Tere as far as Zomu is concerned. I mean, a little Chadosha from Deen. Shouldn't talk. What if you talk to the Chayel, you're not considered as actually as engaging in speaking. But Tere means that Dain, it means a Issa Talmud Torah. In this way, Dvorim Oroim are also forbidden. The recital of Dvorim Oroim are forbidden. But anyway, there is a Issa Talmud Torah as far as Tishma is concerned, as well as far as Ezorot. Is it the same or not? The different story. This is Avelis. This Avelis for Shiva. Yeah, there is another one. Tfilm. We wait film on Tishma. We'll end afternoon, does not feel I never been wished. We started yesterday about it. Yes. This is, yes. The question is, again, the question is, what is about Aminus? Is there Aminus as far as Tishma is concerned? Is we arrive at the conclusion that only that we observe this Surah Aninus from Tishba. We observe this Surah Aninus from Tishba. What is Surah Aninus do we observe? What is Surah Aninus at Bosa V'Yayim? As a matter of fact, Bosa V'Yayim begins with Surah Masekhet. Surah Masekhet. And Chitim Chayisa Yisra Veles, Chitim Matisa Yisra. Shiva Dabikarate. This is Aminus. What else? Shiva Dabikarate. Meloche. Take Meloche. Is Aisar Aminus Meloche. Meloche is a separate Isar Aminus. What is the Meloche Isar Aminus? Meloche is expressed itself in the following terms. He should not be concerned. He should not be busy with something else. Bok Tvura Sanyin. Shiva Gamekaka. Meloche, tak Meloche. Is a Yisra Aninus Meloche. Meloche is a separate Yisra Aninus. What is the Meloche Yisra Aninus at Meloche? It expresses itself in the following terms. He should not be concerned, he should not be busy with something else. Bok Tvura Sanyin. Why Yisra is my story, you have to carry the burden. To carry the burden, this according to Yerushalmi, this generates a Yisra. A Yisra, Yisra is Dvorim Acherim. The prohibition against doing something else and not concentrating on the Kur, on Shiva's Kur. Shiva's Kur. Is all those halachas from Avin, but in the Gemara, no halach is mentioned. So in the Gemara, this is Aminus, in the Tishma is mentioned Mutu from Avin. We don't have it like that. The Gemara is all about Yudhika, a lawyer that he used to sit up on the carpet, with the time of the Karayim, to mention Mishimation Mutu from Avin. Whether the Gemara had in mind, actually, that Tzuda Matzekes is the beginning of Avinus, and this is Aminus, to mention Mutu from Avin. The status is there for making fun of the Gemara, it's an expression that can make the nation make fun of it. The Gemara did not mean that there is Al-Fidin, actually. Are you still Arminius? We don't know. But Arminius is that whatever is related to Arminius is culminated at Hatzeis with the conclusion of Kitzis. Mishmei say, Mutal, Lefonov, is as long as we know the whole day family by saying kiddush. Once the kiddush comes to its conclusion, then there is no nation with Lebanon. And immediately, all the five customs pertaining to the various activities change. There is no Gavikarke, Gavikarke by Israelis. Also, the relation of Gabi Sassoon is Yeshiva al Gabi Akarke, is rescinded. This is Lachar. Then, Phil, you don't let Phil in the morning, but we let Phil in the afternoon. Again, because the mess in Mutlophonary is removed, the mess is removed. Once the mess is removed, there is no. So I'm chayav, I'm obligated in film, next. What do you say? And meloche. For Yeshua the Makarak and meloche. Also, meloche is not the Teres Avelis, but the Teres Mishimation Mutlophonary. There is a difference between Avelis and Mishim Mutlophonary, I must understand. If Avelis is also meloche, it's for no reason under the sun. No, it's not something. It would not impair the evidence, it would not tell the evidence, it would not take away my mind from the evidence, from the misfortune we've had. So step by step, it's not like a thing. But the meaning is meloche, not also the thing that's meloche. Simply, if I'll do meloche, I won't do something else. Mishnei Yisra Maseh, as the Yerushalmi said. His mele is the meloche is muta alacha kinen, and something else. If Tisha B'Av is Adin Avelis, so Tisha B'Av the Avelis should also be concluded with Nechoma. Because Nechoma Tzim Yerushalayim is not just a mitzvah, is exclusively related to, is exclusively related to Avelis Chadosh. And something else I want to add. Nechome is a key of Avelis. Not Nechome is a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah from Malach to Bidroch of Nichum Avelis. Like Biku Chelem, yes. Correct, this is correct. I'm not Avel. But however Nechome besides being an act and more or less as Asisa Yoshua Matez is Nechome an aspect of Avelis. And if there is a novel and people did not come to keep it and did not tell him words of comfort and solace, so the Avelis is not complete. The Araya, the best proof is we are missing Gregor before them. And the Rambams, there are strange Rambams from the Shabbos, so you don't understand. The Rambam says that the one who has no craving has no relatives. So 10 people sit down and the rest, the tzibur, the community comes, as if those 10 people were craving relatives of the deceased, and then the deceased. For instance, and they say, I'm walking in Achimetz from Mr. Shara, and they say, what's right? When's next time? Therefore, it's next time. Because through the Nechome, the 10 people observe the Shiva. And according to the Rambam, they actually observe the Shiva throughout 7 days. Some machines say they just come after Tzivah and they sit down and the people come to express words of service and then they go home. The Ramshit, you know, they observe 10 days. It's occurred according to the Rambam, I'll pick up all it makes a lot of sense. But according to the Rambam, that Li Sabil Alameh is not because simply, thoroughness is because a person by nature must react, like I told you. not to react, I mean, to disaster, to such a, an event. But it's a part of Frida Breeze. And if he has no friends, he has no relatives, then there is a very simple, a very rooted in Frida Breeze. A person who has no relatives, no friends to mourn for him, is somehow a person who has no one to mourn, no one to seek shiva for, or to accept tachumim, such a person apparently it does not have the quality of Frida Breeze. This quality of Frida Breeze, the dignity of man. Tzelem Elokim. If we had Tzelem Elokim, somebody would have reacted. Is a kiyum, Frida Breeze to mourn the passing of a person who has no one, who has no friend, no brother, no one, and the mitzvah is to also that there is a hilei, and there's also a ninus as well, I mean, and a chone as well. It's Tisha B'Av, and hence, it's Tisha B'Av, not only a day of Averis, but a day of chone. There is no Averis without the chone. There is no Averis without the chone. The Averis is incomplete, it's not. Tisha B'Av is Nachim Hashem Kina V'Ritzir Yerushalayim. The interesting is, the Rambam says that Tisha B'Av is Nachim Hashem Kina V'Ritzir Yerushalayim. Recited even in the evening, last night should be there. Certainly in Shachris. But to our meaning is not like that. So Rambam says no. Nachim Hashem Kina V'Ritzir Yerushalayim is limited to Mincha. Why Mincha? Because before Mincha, it is what do you do before Mincha? You say Kines. And as long as you say Kines and you mourn the person that the destruction of Yerushalayim, it's Mason with the Fonim. Without the Nachemel, it will be Shoshim Mason with the
Fonim.
Where does the Hadid stand? Has the Kines. The Machlek is the Machaber and the Ramo. The Machaber says Chatzay, Ramo says Kines. Yeah.
So
what are you reading? This is Yes, this is how you're going to learn. We stop. You mean extra Surah? It's not correct. Because according to the Ramban, the way the Ramban interprets, is Surah Matsek is the beginning of it. Yes. Yeah. According to Ramban, is also not only on the Bosh of the Yain, but also in the Hitler and is after it. But I don't believe it's the feature of the Sude. It's like a trait of the Sude, and after I finish the Sude, this Aminus disappears, and when is Aminus picked up, again, the Zecho. I would say, that in whatever results of the Sude much better, like Bosomiyai, is not also during the meal. It's even after the meal was finished, and it's still before Shkei Tachamim, for sunset, is Bosom Yayin Avosom. From Sudha Matsekes on, not exclusively during Sudha Matsekes. That's what I would say, unless there is something. I'm mistaken. I didn't say Matsekes and then Shki. Sudha Matsekes, and this is continuing for them. From Sudha Matsekes, until the finishing of the kines, the conclusion of the kines, is Yeshiva Gamikaki, that's it also. But Yeshiva Gamikaki is a kid. It's probably a kid. Because Nirus HaSangul, whenever you remove the Sangul issue, so it's the feeling of comfort you enjoyed before is gone. But Rishit in Siche is here even after I stop washing and applying but some oils, the oils. I mean, I enjoy it. His Aveilus begins with Surah Masseket. If this Aveilus, this kind of Aveilus, is a continuous work. And will continue into the night of the interstitial. Yeah. That's what Rambam says, correct? But Yeshiva Gamikarke, this is the beginning of Siche and Rechitze. But not Yisra Aminez. Siche and Rechitze, not Yisra Aminez. But Rambam says, if it's a Aminez which continues, so the Yisra commences not with Yeshiva Gamikarke. This is as far as Tisha B'Av is a year as a year my village is concerned. Tisha B'Av is a village, my minus, and so forth and so on. There is another problem. But Tisha B'Av is not only a Yim Averes. A Tisha B'Av being just a Yim Averes, a different stuff, with the Muta Bachilu Ishti. The fact that Tisha B'Av is also Bachilu Ishti. And interestingly, the Ram says, Yim HaKippurim, what the Ram says. Is it a, take a look again, and tell me exactly. Yim HaKippurim. No, it's from the very beginning. Next page. What is the Ram? Why does the Ram have to say? It's not been a question for the morning, whether it's a question for the morning or not. What circles is the Kiyim HaKippur? Kiyim HaKippur. What does it mean? Well, yes, a Yim HaTan. It's not only a Yim Romu, Yim HaVilis, but Yim HaTan. What does the Ram gain by saying Kiyim HaKippurim? You might have said, you could have said, you might have said, the tissue of Achilu Yishtiye is involved also in HaVilis. The Achilu Yishtiye and the mitzvah observance of Aveilus is one of is one at least has one root. One root. So the Ram says no. There's nothing to do. And this might be the problem of Gemara Tzeichlinu. Be'etah din Hashmoshe Shavei Lecha Hashmoshe. If it is Tones, is Ein Lecha din Hashmoshe. If it's Aveilus, is Eichlin din Hashmoshe. Because like all Taniyas Tzibur, all other Taniyas Tzibur. The Ram says Kiyim HaKippurim means that the atonement is not affected by dal Nobel. Questa questa coincidenza è stata vista da two qualities, there are two qualities which distinguish Tishabov as a unique day, the very one of Venus, the one in Shabbat was also the Tishabov, next, same like in Kippur. What does it mean, same like in Kippur? The Nashmosh is also, yeah, but what does it mean as to the quality of it? Of the Chatur. Kapor, in Kippur was not in Kippur. Chatur claim, and then Chatur left. It's Tishabov is again Kapor. Because Atanis is usually Kapor. It's Tishabov again at sea. There is again Mavu, again Mechavir, and Tishabov is again at sea. It's in Kippur. And it's quite possible that the Hamish Enui, which we observe on Tishabov as if the day were Ayim Kippur, the Hamish Enuim are not due to Averis, but the time is like in Kippur. This is the beginning between Anshei Mitzrayim and the Rav Heiber. But anyway, like I say, both are correct. Both are correct. Actually, once you put on a shoe today, you violate two Israel. The Israel of Averis and the Israel of Yenatanis. Ayin Tzeim. If it's Ayin Tzeim, I touched it before. What? Like I say, Ayin Tzeim is after Achshokhtes. Huh? What is Achshokhtes? What is Achshokhtes? No. Exactly, that's what Rav Heiber said. That's the answer. That's exactly what he said. It's also. Who is this? It's also. Because it is a Yim HaTzeim, and a Yim HaTzeim is on Tzeim, the Mishnah Yom Kippur. Yes. It's basically the Mea Dinim, and a little later than the Mea Dinim. Well, we'll put it in 12th or 13th century. They used to say Tisha B'Av, Shlichus. Shlichus. They had Shlichus, we have Shlichus now for Tisha B'Av. Is it Shlichus? Shlichus the way you say Shlichus. And I told him. And the Shema Hashem, Kerach Ulechan, Nerach Apayim, Psuk Derachmi, I mean, you know what Shlichus consists of. That consists of Vidui, that's a little Vidui, Vidui. This is the basis of Shlichus. Then Yudkimu Midays. It is the repetition to recite Yudkimu Midays often, frequently. And then Psuke Derachmi from Tiri, from Nevi'im. Shemei Atfil Adach HaKobosu Ayu Ayu HaKobosu Meshtach Mishtachim Yachon Meshemo. Psuke Derachmi. They used to say, Elovinu Ma'ogenu. They used to say Shlichus. As a matter of fact, the Shlichus they used to say was a Shemesser. Because the old meaning of all Taniyas is to say Shlichus. It is not Shlichus, not now, Bengiel or Eifel. Where you say Aneinu. But then, because it's a Yim HaTzeim. It's a Yim HaTzeim. But somehow the meaning did not continue. And then, instead of Shlichus, we replace Shlichus with Shkinus. And together with Shkinus, so you have no Shlichus on Tisha B'Av at all. The only Shlichus we have on Tisha B'Av, the only Shlichus, is Kriyas HaTehillah. The only Shlichus. Not a single word of Shlichus. With Gimel Midrash. Not even Gidui on Tisha B'Av. Wouldn't that be in the proper place, in the proper time, to say Vidui on Tisha B'Av? Tichoton, Eilon, Tichoton. As a matter of fact, in Eicho, the whole principle of Tshuva, I mean, it's mentioned, it's very strange. You take, for instance, the Kriyas HaTehillah and Tishbah in the morning. There is already some safer notice. The Tishbah in the morning, Kriyas HaTehillah, is not the Kriyas HaTehillah and the Tonis in the morning. First of all, you see the Tishbah has a Maftir. In the morning, we have, we say no Maftir, and in ordinary Tonis Tzibah. We don't say the Maftir, we say Maftir and Tonis Tzibah at Mirza. In the morning, what kind? Is the Kriya of the morning related not so much to Tanis Tzibu, but to Tishbah, to the specific trait quality of Tishbah? What do you read on Tishbah? What do you read on Tishbah? If you raise the question, what do you read on Tishbah? What is the Yom of 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 the Yom. As a matter of fact, the Tisha B'Av is sandwiched in, inserted between Dvorim and Veshanan is for two reasons. Veshanan follows Tisha B'Av because on Tisha B'Av itself we read Veshanan. They are very, very important in Yom Yemei Veshanan. What is the importance? What is the importance, huh? Goes. The Sitzcha Hashem Lekecha Ba'am, Goles. I mean, it's a village, I mean, the village of Tishba, the village of Goles. It's related to Goles. The Sitzcha Hashem Lekecha Ba'am, Goles. No, it's just, come on, we should be, I mean, all right, read it. We're a king, read it. We keep speaking on Goles. The Sitzcha Hashem מריב את השם עשרה בעמים, ושאת המסיע, מיסו בהגעים אשר יעשה השם הכר השם. ולכן, this goes, goes with the whole tragedy of goes. This is Tishba. Yes. But there is something else. There is something else. The Baradu. With the Meraglim, we read on Shabbos Dvorim. The story of the Meraglim, we read on Shabbos Dvorim. We read last Shabbos, the story of the Meraglim, Moshe told the Yisroel what happened. Yeah. Secondly, really, the Talmudim, Rabbi Meir, and Talmud Kamesli, and the Tishim of Kirin, the Meraglim. We need not to know that says not Meraglim. We need not to kissel it bonim or bray bonim. Nishantem Bore. It means that actually the topic of Tisha B'Av, the Yom HaYomer, is not in Aramaic. It's something, the Yom HaYomer is something to be preferred to the Meraglim, namely what? Goles. I would say the reason is that Weidman, no Gaumen, then the more Weidman, no Gaumen. Now the meaning is the practicing of Keren Kesel is Bonin with me. Bonin, we must still be in New York. Yeah. If Kesel is Bonin with me, Bonin, what is there so important that we gave up the Kriyas Meraglim and replaced it with Kesel is Bonin with me, Bonin? Goles to me. All right, Goles. But I believe that's something else. Chuva. Yeah, that's something else. Not only Kiyah HaChuva, something very important. Yes, Google is our Chuva. Now look, yeah. But there's something else, Major. Not only the Chuva is a mitzvah. Chuva is a mitzvah. But that Yisroel will do tshuva, they will repent. it really happens in reality. In tshuva is not only a mitzvah. Tshuva is also a tochet, a promise. Made by a kozmog of this world. It's not a matter how alienated the Bnei Yisrael will be at a certain time in Golod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them do tshuva, will encourage them to do tshuva, and they will repent. And this Zigula will be a result of the tshuva which was imposed upon them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is after it. Because what did after it say? We cast the mission mirror. That's all of us before. That's all of us before. We have to not only admit the invitation, we have to, you will be compelled. You will be compelled to do tshuva. But so where is the kind of tzibur? Where the kind of tzibur disappear? In tshuva, where did it disappear? It's basically in shachas we don't have any. In shachas we don't have any tzibur at all. The only kind of tzibur some achrinim, some poskim wanted to eliminate it. Is amein Hashem amein in yitzim tanisenim is lechaz osor. Now many achrinim say that tshuva we don't say amein Hashem amein in yitzim tanisenim. Because shachas is not under, so to say, under the title of it. Of Tani Sivu. On the contrary, I saw some philosophy. And you don't say this problem. Is how can you imagine a Tani Sivu with some philosophy? It's impossible. Is the matter is a man of the Shaman enemy in Saint Tani Sivu, Kati Shaman enemy, very solid. Is contrary to the meaning that we don't observe. That we don't observe any sibul with the shachris, but a yim avinim. This apparently is shachris tishibot. As far as the seder atzilah is concerned, it's a yim avinim. So some philosophy, not this kabbal, no avinu malkeinu, no adishem Hashem kerachu v'chalom. Not even Vidu. Why not Vidu? What happened with the Vidu? Would it be done by Vidu? It's apparently like that. That Vidu in Atonis consists of two parts. It might be a Lohan in Kippur too. Namely, the Koras Achet and Tfilah, prayer or supplication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept my Vidu. On the Hashem Kapono. And since the second on Hashem Kapono cannot be said on Tishibo, because Sassam Philosophy is the Vidu of a Koras Acher, it was illuminated. There was no Vidu. No Vidu. Yeah, in the Kinnem. In the Bain Kinnem, Chai Gevor HaTor. Is impossible that not to mention it. So Vidu is mentioned in the Kinnas. Because the Rambam says that the whole of Tochea, as far as Vidu is concerned, and secondly, the efficacy of Vidu is the root of all that is in Echo. My Yisena Adam Chai, Gever of Hakor, the state of Oye Svatei, my Yisena Adam Hakor, Poshanu Murinu, at Hashem Nisolokto, no, I mean, the Shua Hashem, the Psukim, near Gever Ho'oni. Gever Ho'atov, Nachno Poshanu Murinu, at Hashem Nisolokto. This is the Shuva, this is what the Novit speaks of is Shuva. We read Echo, we mention, and there is Vidui, The reason he did, even though the Navi speaks about in general language, but by saying, by listening to Echo, there is a key of Vidui. But that's all. It's nothing else. When does Chuve, when does Yenkika change its character from a Yema Zere, Yema Tamiz, Eftakines, when we begin to say nothing, we begin to say this conversation of Hussein, and we read Lecha, of course. Let's continue. We don't sit down. What does Mea Lainweid Lishba Bachur? It's a general, what you ask is a general problem. What is the aloha for Nikon Mei? Why is Nikon Mei? It's a Erev Tishuva. Erev Tishuva results, you don't sit down, you need Erev Tishuva to me. Nikon Mei, what kind of Mei is it? What kind of Mei? This is a very difficult meaning. No. What does it call one made? Lishba Bachur. Basically, if we don't feel Tachmini because of some philosophy. Huh? Which one? Or you mean the Mecha today? Mecha today is already, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Baba Mecha, quite. The emphasis is Kikol I made means Kikol I made. That means, of course, I mean, you interpret it in terms of the day from the Pasuk, Tzema Chamishit, Tzema Arabi, Tzema Asir, Tzema Shmi, Mesotel and Simcha. Yeah. It is in order, I mean, to emphasize that this Tishba will be a Yomter, so we don't say, No, they are right. This is a fossum philosophy about it. But what is the name? What amazing? It's difficult. The name is difficult. What is the name? Here. The passage would be, I mean, I'm just thinking about the fact that you don't say Tachnun and call I made is a loche nechaskele is the abominadera. When he's tired, praying, Yogeya, he doesn't have now until I set his Yashir title of the editor number. And also, if he's excited because he had bad news or something happened, so he shouldn't have either. It's also an abominable. Any distraction. Any emotional upheaval which a man experiences prevents him from kavod, feeling the kavod. There is no greater, no more shattering experience of human ignorance. That's why feel, of course, I mean, we say shenetre, but there is certain fears we were told not to engage in tefillah like an ordinary tiny sibul because he is not capable of concentrating in fear because he's just because of good mission. I don't know. I don't know. Matter of fact, I discussed meditation with Father. There is no proper answer to me. What is on me? And the reason I'm the Gemara doesn't say a Tishma is me. The Gemara says as Reshchidesh of Israel was me. Call on me. It's Reshchidesh of Reshchidesh. Und wenn ein der Schäde schlägt von mir, kann wenn er gekommen ein Mehl, liegt mir doch vor. Ich muss mir was fertig, der Tisch war. Der Schäde ist mir. I don't know, well, I don't know. Okay. Interesting is something else. In the affair of your Neo, the Aloche is as Mishikin Zin, Mishayin Yivreim, Mishikincha. That any affair is always concluded with words of comfort and joy. And here in Yirmiyahu in Tisha B'Av, the last two lines is I saw a chokham b'chokhmose, I saw a gil b'gurase, I saw a shod rosho. A text he mentioned, I mean, how horrible the catastrophe of whom will be, is the knowledge of satisfied these two psukim. I saw a chokhm b'chokhmose, I saw a gil b'gurase, I saw rosho b'rosho, I saw a shod rosho, and what the Gemara says in Hindi, that with the Simcha, with Yishmada, we left it out here. Because again, because it's before Nechomet. Again, before it's before Nechomet. So Shachit, before Kinnun. The time for Nechomet and Tishibot begins after Kinnun. That's why the film, the conclusion is not the usual one. Namely with the words of comfort, but a different story of Zoraida, because the Lord says the strong man should not be proud, nor the wise man, after this. But let's continue there for a couple of days. This next Klifa is Rav Lozer HaKalir. This Rav Lozer HaKalir is next. But in general, Rav Lozer HaKalir, this Klifa is a fish of I wouldn't say most of them, but the names we had were written by Rav Lozer HaKalir. Tosfos says that Rav Lozer HaKalir is Rav Lozer HaGadol. It's a case of the Gideon, we don't say not to say. Rav Lozer HaGadol. Shovatz. He starts, Kineth is starting, most Kineth start his work with a sentence or a word, Samecho. Actually, we just repeat what Eichos said, what Eichos said. Shovas, Meseis Rebeinu. Shovas, Meseis Rebeinu. Shovas. This is a word that is quoted from Echo. Shimuni Echo, Sfirmoi, Sisimuni, Behedre Chavirai, Tzakeiso Mishkan, Nitzkei Sdvirai, Tzakeiso, Ufnu Gugibairai, Sof Kucha, Vumuadu Eivai, Kisilo, Kol Abirai. How does Rav Lozer HaKalir describe the Chum, portray the Chum? How does he portray the Chum, Rav Lozer HaKalir? First of all, is the word Shovas. What does it mean? It means exactly what Chazal emphasized many times. I could never understand why Chazal has emphasized it so much, but this is exactly what it's here. Sometimes people expect Achmanitlan disaster, bad news. They expect bad news. Intuitively or intellect, logically, they understand, they realize that something horrible is going on with them to happen. When it happens, it is not something new which didn't expect, but something which they expected. Sometimes disaster strikes suddenly, like a tornado. Gasoline. The interesting is that when we have the sudden disaster, which apparently the sudden disaster is worse than the expected disaster, when they have it here. How was he about put it? How was he about put it? How was that with it? A workshop. It's amazing.